36-year-old Daniel Boone, a left-handed pitcher for the Rochester Red Wings, is trying to create interest upstairs in unusual ways, starting with his delivery, the knuckleball.
I'm still learning the pitch. I talked to Hoyt Wilhelm, to Phil Niekro, Joe Niekro. They showed me their grip and what their philosophy of throwing it was. But one thing I failed to do was ask them how they take care of their nails. That seemed to be the biggest problem I've had with it so far, is I'll go out and throw about three or four innings, and all of a sudden I'll look down and one of my nails will be split or cutting. For me, if the nails aren't just right and the release point, the ball coming out just right, I can tell by the reaction of the hitters that the ball isn't doing what it's supposed to do, so need to make an adjustment on it.
Today, only two major league starters throw the knuckler, successful only when the ball doesn't spin, allowing wind currents to erratically maneuver it past the frustrated hitters. Ex-major league hurler Dick Bosman, now the Red Wings pitching coach, says it's a catch-22 situation because everyone involved, the pitcher, batter, and catcher, have no idea which way the ball is going.
The better you are, the harder you are to catch. You know, you get in a lot of trouble with knuckleballs because if the catcher can't hold you and guys get on base, you're going to have a merry-go-round out there. You get wild pitches and pass balls and guys score because of it and you end up losing ball games. A lot of times you say, what's the use? Because it's a good pitch, but nobody can catch it. So it can become very frustrating. So I think it takes somebody with a lot of intestinal fortitude and a lot of determination.
Boone quit baseball 6 years ago after bouncing around three big league organizations. He may have been the lightest player to pitch in the majors at 137 pounds with San Diego in 1981, but he returned with the knuckleball last fall in the senior league, impressing scout Bertie Tebbets of the Baltimore Orioles, and was signed for AAA Rochester. Through both starting and relief roles this year, Boone is among team leaders in victories, has one of the top earned run averages in the International League, and last month tossed a no-hitter, shutting down the Syracuse Chiefs. Memories of unhappier days, out of baseball, working construction through the mid-80s, helps him appreciate the baseball life all the more.
Driving down the road every once in a while, I'll see a construction truck go by, and you know, my heart goes out to him because I know what type of job it is. 8 to 5 isn't the most glorious job, or sometimes not the most fulfilling. It's kind of almost like a dead-end situation, especially when you know you're not going anywhere in the company. And I think that was one of the reasons why the flame never did go out and my desire to return to baseball.
Red Wing players and management will tell you Boone is one of the boys on the ball club. His goal to make the majors isn't any different than guys 10 years younger. Dan says he does get razzed with some old man jokes, but more often is teased for being the smallest on the squad at 5'8", or about his ancestry. He's a seventh-generation nephew of legendary pioneer Daniel Boone.
1978, the general manager of the El Paso Diablos, when I played in the Angel organization in AA, bought a coonskin cap for me. They'd have me put the coonskin cap on and run in from the bullpen. A lot of people growing up used to make fun of the name, sing the Daniel Boone song because it was on TV, which was quite embarrassing. But I don't know, I don't really get caught up in it very much, but for a period of time in my life, I was a little disappointed because I did struggle to overcome that. But at this point in life, I'm really proud and thankful that my mom named me Danny.
From the coonskin cap on the top of old Dan to the heel of his rawhide shoe, the rippin'est, roarin'est, fightin'est man the frontier ever knew. Daniel Boone was a man, yes, a big man. What a boom, what a doer, what a dream come a truer was he.
I'm Bill Flynn.